This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Later in the program, actors getting ugly and getting acclaim for it. But first, one-time Hollywood heartthrob Patrick Swayze.
Sorry about the disruption, folks. But I always do the last dance of the season. This year, somebody told me not to. So I'm going to do my kind of dancing with a great partner.
While most of us know him for his movie roles like this from Dirty Dancing, Swayze actually got his start in musical theater. Today, he has returned to the stage for the L.A. production of Chicago. He's starring as the flashy lawyer Billy Flynn. Producer Rob Sachs visited Swayze in his dressing room at the Pantages Theater in Hollywood.
What motivated me into theater was sort of by no choice. I kind of came out of the womb on stage. My mother's a choreographer, so in all my younger formative years, into my teens and early adulthood, I've done just about every musical ever written. And actually, starring in Grease on Broadway ultimately is what launched my career in the first place. And I think having been raised in musical theater and in the classical ballet world, I think that's what gave me the focus and the passion and the discipline and expecting nothing in return and no accolades except for what the satisfaction you get out of just, you know, the opportunity to do what you do as a gift.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Once you get hooked into the power of having direct one-on-one communication with an audience right now, and like as a dancer, when you pirouette, when you turn, your sweat will hit the audience. There's nothing like that, you know, immediate sense of reaction and aliveness. You know, it's like, God, it's like, you know, that's why an audience goes to live theater. It's like they're part of it.
Swayze's most famous dance role is, of course, the dance instructor in Dirty Dancing. He says he lives out the role in real life with his wife, Lisa.
Lisa and I are dance whores. We just, you know, you put music on, you put salsa on, and we rock. It's hard to do these days with all the celebrity and fame stuff, you know. At functions, you know, it's really a bummer because it used to be just a private moment with my wife and I on a dance floor. And now it's like, oh my Lord, they're gonna dance. Watch, Martha. You know, so now it's a performance if Lisa and I get up. So it's hard to find that sense of privacy. So I just have to look in Lisa's eyes and forget the world, forget people and just connect with her. Because that's what dancing is really about anyway, is connecting with another human being in their eyes and whatever soul you have exuding from those eyes and it being, a shared thing.
After Chicago's 3-week run in L.A., Patrick Swayze is back on film. He has a role in the upcoming Dirty Dancing 2. And he says he intends on doing an album this year as well, but he's not planning on giving up his passion for musical theater, both live and on film.
Musical theater was born out of a very natural human thing. You know what I mean? I feel it's very important for it to come back into our lives. And I also promised Gene Kelly, close to his deathbed, that I would do everything in my power as long as I live to reinvent and bring back the movie musical, musicals on film. But there are only so many excuses you can come up with to break off into song or dance. So it's got to be done in an inventive way.
The film version of Chicago won 6 Academy Awards last year, including Best Picture, and more musicals are now being planned. Swayze hopes he'll continue to be a part of this revived interest in musical theater. Our visit with actor and dancer Patrick Swayze was produced by Day to Day's Rob Sachs.